Welcome to the Wealthy Mujer Podcast. I'm your host, Marisol Isaula, your Latina life coach, here to help you reclaim your power so you can stop feeling stuck, bet on yourself, and take action on those ideas you only daydream of so you can live a most fabulous vida, a life full of wealth, abundance, and mucha felicidad. Here in this community, we define wealth to encompass the well-being of your entire human existence, and we focus on six wealthy mujer pillars: purpose, relationships, health, spirit/confidence, communication, and money. Here, all of you is welcome, celebrated, and safe. Vámonos! Affirmation of the week. I am a powerful and resilient mujer, capable of transforming challenges into stepping stones towards my dreams. I embrace the hard that serves my higher purpose and propels me forward. With each obstacle, I discover my strength and unlock new levels of infinite potential. I choose to cultivate habits that nourish my mind, body, and soul, creating a foundation for lasting success and abundance. Today, I am committed to the journey of self-discovery, cultivating new mindsets and taking intentional actions that bring me closer to my goals, thus living a life I know I am worthy of. I trust in my ability to overcome any adversity and emerge stronger, wiser, and more empowered than ever before. I am the architect of my destiny, and I welcome the challenges that lead me to my greatest achievements. Hello, my hermosas, wealthy mujeres. ¿Cómo están? How are you guys doing? I hope wherever you are, you feel connected with yourself and you're living the life you know you deserve. And I don't want you to come at me telling me, well, I'm trying, but I don't think I'm living the life I deserve yet, because I'm going to tell you that you can't be trying at something you are already doing. In some capacity, you're already living the most beautiful life. You maybe haven't just been able to see it. And maybe it's taking a bit more effort and you're learning some lessons along the way. But I can promise you, you're already fully aware of that life you deserve. Now you just have to work on making it a reality. You guys, it is the first week of February. It is February 1st, actually. So it's like half the week is the end of January. And right now is the beginning of February. So we're in the in-between week right now that I'm recording this. And I need to tell you that January was, it was just not my friend, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you. I had every intention of starting from the ground running for 2024. I want to tell you that I am a girl that loves everything about New Year's. I love the meaning behind it. I love that it feels like you get a fresh start. You get to close a chapter in your life. I love the girlies that are new year, new me. I love the girlies that are new year, same me. I love that we get to be intentional and set new goals. And it feels like just a breath of fresh air. I honestly just love whatever the new year means to you. I just love the opportunity of having a brand new year. And I know that it means something different depending on who's talking about New Year's. And I know it was like a month ago already, but I'm still going to be that annoying person that still wishes you a happy new year, because this is the first podcast episode of the year. So happy freaking new year. Okay. So like I said, January tested me in ways that I did not think were possible. But at the same time, January was truly amazing, amazing month for my business. So to start off, I ended 2024 starting to get a little sick, feeling like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, a virus that's coming on through. And it was. We went to Polar Express with my nephew and the whole family the 30th. And then by the 31st, I was like, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm obviously going to get sick. And yeah, I was out for like the first week of the month. And then, okay, got my energy a little bit back the second week. The third week, I started going down a little bit again. My husband got sick first. So I actually am very mad at him that he got me sick again. And all I kept telling God is like, okay, God, please, pretty please, universe, God, do not let me get sick before my workshop. I had a in-person workshop that had been sold out 6 weeks before the actual workshop was going to be on January 20th. There were 35 incredible women that were counting on me to be there and really show up, not just for for myself, but for them too. I said, after my workshop, fine, do whatever you want to do. Let me be sick again, whatever. Here's the thing. Clearly, I have a direct connection with the universe and with God, because no joke, I ended the workshop on January 20th, that Saturday, and I was already starting to cough a little bit. And I'm like, okay, this could be the cough that lingered from the beginning of the year, or it actually might be a new cough. Welcome, new cough. By Sunday night, I had a fever of 101, 102. I had clients booked for Monday when I normally don't, because I was supposed to be out of town. I was supposed to go to Vegas with some friends, and we weren't able to go at the end. But I had scheduled calls on Monday because I wasn't going to be available Friday. And I actually hate doing this, but I had to talk to my clients and reschedule them because I was sick. I've never in my life have gotten sick twice in 1 month with the same illness. Like, I have never gotten a cold two times. What the heck, right? There were so many projects that I wanted to get done, so many things that I wanted to really start head first in January. But I went ahead and just let January be a scrimmage. Let it be a dress rehearsal for me. And that's what it was. I will say there were a lot of wins. I have about 5 new clients starting. I announced at the workshop that I am starting the group coaching for the Wealthy Mujer group program that starts February 20th. I have not gone live on social media yet. I will be doing that next week. But if you're listening to the podcast right now, you get first dibs. But actually, my workshop attendees got first dibs, and they got all the information first, and they got the lowest price point to start. So there's a few women that are starting already. So even before I've launched, I already have women signed up and registered for the group coaching. So I'm telling you, incredible month. I actually got 2 new VIP clients and additional, I think, 2 more clients. One more client that is doing a 13 session program. Literally the best month. We launched Amor Amigas, this incredible, think of like a social club at Amor Collective, with 6 incredible founding amigas, myself included. And it was like a huge turnout. There was 100 women that attended. I'm telling you, like, January was wonderful. I had the workshop, I had the Amor Amigas event. And then I also had I was a speaker for a event with the East Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So believe me when I tell you, it was a phenomenal month. For my business, I hit a very big milestone. I actually also have an opportunity to partner with a company in Los Angeles. So I'm super excited for what's going to be happening in the months to come. More details to follow soon. So basically, I'm telling you, I had an incredible month with my business, but the worst month for my health. And I'm probably going to pause a little bit to cough really quick. Okay, so yes, I did take a little pause for coughing. But yeah, so incredible, incredible month for my business. But the health was just the hardest. And it made me really reflect on the fact that if my health is not at par, my energy is also not at par for anything else that I want to focus on. And I'm just not talking my business. I'm talking about also how my house is, how my closet is, how my car is, right? Like, all of my priorities, everything felt very chaotic in January because I had such little energy. All my focus truly was on my clients, my kids, and my family. Those were the only big 3 priorities, was to make sure that I could fulfill what I needed to do for my clients, my kids, and my family. So with that being said, now that January is gone, everyone cue Ariana Grande, her song, Thank You, next, right? So what's coming next? We are in February. So for me, this is actually my new year, okay? Again, January was a month of, it was a scrimmage, it was a trial, it was a practice round. I have a different feeling for February. I feel really connected, and I am a sappy woman. I love love my entire life, even before I was married. When I was single, I've always loved love. And I think that has a lot to do with my sister. And she's probably going to listen to this and be like, what? Me? My older sister, Norma, she's 5 years older than me. And she has always been so intentional in showing up and loving us and loving all her friends, her family, and now her son, which is my baby. But just because she had him doesn't mean he's not mine. But anyway, in high school, either your parents or someone would take you balloons and flowers. And so then every period you would walk with balloons and flowers and you just felt so special. So at the time, my mom cleaned houses and she normally had two houses to clean far away from school. So my sister, when I was in high school, she was in college. So she would drive about 50 minutes away from her campus, from school, from work, to come to my high school and deliver me flowers and balloons. She always has been such an intentional woman in showing love. And even for Valentine's Day, oh my gosh, for Valentine's Day, I remember I was on campus when I was in college. I had just broken up with my first love in January. So February, I was a wreck, right? I was just so sad, so bummed. Such a long time ago, I think it was what, 16 years ago, I was at the computer commons, because back in the day, friends, you will know this, right? Back in the day, we didn't have like laptops, right? Not all of us had laptops. We had floppy disks, and there in on campus, there was these big buildings with tons of computers, and we would call it the computer commons. So I was working on a computer, you know, doing a paper, whatever. And here comes my sister with flowers and red heart balloons. And I was mortified, but deep down inside, I was so unbelievably happy. Because I was like, sister, they're gonna think we're dating. You're my sister, right? It was so funny for her to do that. So what I'm trying to say is that she has really given me the taste of what it is to love in all different areas, in all different ways. So for me, love is just so special. I love love. I think there is a lot of people sometimes think that abuse the word love, but I truly do love so much. I truly do love my life. I truly do love my relationships. I truly do love my friends, my family, my business. I truly do love like actually washing dishes or cleaning, even though sometimes I don't like it. It doesn't mean that I don't love it, because I love the feeling of what it is after. I hate working out, but I love how I feel afterward. I know February, a lot of people are like, just a Hallmark celebration or holiday. But I love the aspect of Galentine's and Valentine's. Okay. So I know I'm saying love a lot, but come with me here on this journey. So that's why I'm so excited for February to start, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is the perfect time to start a new year, right? So that's going to be my new year is now February 1st. This is it. The month of love, the month of Galentine's, the month of loving yourself, of owning your power. And it falls so perfectly, because then in March, by March 8th, it's International Women's Day, and we're amazing women, right? And by saying that I want to really focus in February and fall in love with everything that I'm working on and be very intentional with my energy and my time and all the resources that I have, I thought it was the perfect opportunity for this first podcast episode of the year to remind you of what the Wealthy Mujer is and why I created these six pillars and this framework of wealth being so much more than just financial gain. That wealth is truly the well-being of your entire human existence, and it encompasses all parts of your life. I created this because some of you may already know my story, and I'll just give you a quick little rundown. I had a very great job. I was in corporate marketing. I was in leadership. I was making a great salary. I remember that the year before I quit, I received a huge bonus. And I remember telling myself, when I get that bonus, I finally am going to feel like I'm enough. I'm finally going to feel like I'm actually an incredible person or a good employee. I'm just finally going to feel like I arrived. And then what happened, guys? I got the bonus. Thank you, because that was a great bonus. And my mindset didn't change. I still didn't feel like I was enough. I still didn't feel like I was good enough for this job. I still kept thinking, oh my God, everyone's going to find out that I'm fake. Everyone's going to find out that I'm not really good at everything or what I do. People are going to find out that I'm not the person that I think I am. So I really had this identity crisis per se. And I realized that there is so much more than wealth. And I did some research and I took it all the way back to the 12th century definition of wealth that really encompassed the well-being of a human's life. It wasn't just financial gain. So when I think about money, obviously we all deserve to have it. I am not one to shy away from saying that I cannot wait to increase my financial stability, my financial wealth. I am building, literally attempting in every single capacity to build generational wealth. I am all for it. And I know there's enough for everyone to go around, but money is truly just an energetic exchange. It is not part of your identity. It doesn't become part of you. It is truly just a natural byproduct, okay? When I think of a wonderful, incredible mujer, an incredible woman that I know can feel into her wealth, aka can feel into her power, I firmly believe there are six pillars that she needs to focus on to really embrace that wealth and be that wealthy mujer. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a breakdown of those six, and then we'll go from there. So the first and I think most important wealthy mujer pillar is purpose. And when I talk about purpose, I'm talking about upholding your values, living to your fullest potential, defining what your values are. What is your North Star? What's your why? What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated? What keeps you excited? And then within your purpose, are you practicing gratitude? Are you giving yourself grace and empathy? Are you allowing yourself to become different versions of yourself? Are you fully aware of what your soul purpose is in this life? And I know those are pretty charged questions and they're deep rooted, right? But the easiest way that I have helped my clients find their purpose is ultimately by asking them what they're really good at, what do they love to do, what are their values, and even ask other people, like, what do you think I'm really good at? What about me brings you joy or happiness? Because sometimes it takes for external people to also help you find your purpose. And your purpose doesn't have to be, I'm going to save the world. Your purpose can truly be, I want to make a joyful life. I want to provide for my family the way I was provided for, or up-level everyone's life around me. I want to be able to support women in elevating themselves and starting their own businesses. Do you see where I'm going? Like, my purpose per se is to bring love and light and connection with women. I want women to feel safe. Therefore, I'm also helping myself feel safe. That is my calling. That is my purpose. When you're developing purpose, I also want you to know that it can change over time. You can go ahead and have, as you're continuing to evolve and grow and shed skin, you might have different purposes based on different experiences, different lenses, your growth, everything you've developed, all the tools, practices, and mindset shifts may shift to different purposes, but they all have a reason for being alive. They all have a purpose. That's pillar one. The next one is relationships. And I don't mean just relationships romantically with your partner, with your friends, with your family. I'm also talking about the relationship with yourself, wanting to make sure that you know exactly who you are. And it's going to shift. You're not always going to be able to know every single thing about you, but you want to make sure that you are the one that knows you the best. And with that comes having relationships that uplift you, that serve you, and that keep you safe. Also, how's your relationship with your food? How's your relationship with your house, with your organization? How's your relationship with your money? How is your relationship with taking your care of yourself, treating yourself? How is your relationship with putting yourself first before others? So we also want to make sure that we're letting go of relationships that don't serve us anymore, that are not meant for us anymore, that served their purpose. And that's also part of loving yourself and connecting with yourself, is knowing when it's time to remove yourself from relationships that no longer uplift you and keep you safe. The third pillar is health. Focusing on not just your physical health, but your mental and your emotional. And no one copyright this because I haven't yet, but I'm also focused on you staying fit, focused, intentional, and truthful. Your health is truly one of those big priorities when it comes to building your wealth. And I am more so very much aware of it because of January. There's also a few things that I'm doing for my health that I will share later on, but specifically in January, girl, let me tell you, being sick in January for so many days and still feeling like you're going to have a cough attack, it drains you. It truly drains you, where I don't have enough creativity. I don't feel like I have enough creativity. I feel like I don't have enough time in my day. Things are piling up. You start feeling overwhelmed. And obviously I can't control when I get sick or when I don't, but I do control on taking my vitamins, taking my supplements, eating healthy, focusing on my mindset, doing practices like yoga, breath work, getting my workouts in, and being very intentional with how I treat my time. Am I being focused? And also, am I being truthful? Am I being honest with myself when it comes to, am I doing everything I can to keep me healthy? The fourth pillar is spirit/confidence. And the reason why I have that slash is because not everyone believes they have a spirit. Not everyone believes in a higher being or the universe, and that's 100% okay. That's why I brought in the other part of confidence. But when we tap into spirit, are we in confidence? Are we working with our wisdom? Are we working with our intuition? For those that do believe in a higher power, are you connecting with your higher power? Are you connecting with your highest self? Are you seeing the good within you and others? I say this a lot. I feel like a broken record, but what you see in others is a mere reflection of what you see about yourself. And that also means the good and the not so nice, right? So if you're getting triggered by someone, if someone's making you angry, if someone is annoying you, okay, yeah, there's a point of view that yes, this person maybe doesn't need to be in your life, but also it's a mere reflection. What about me is causing me to be annoyed by that person? And vice versa, when people come up to me and they tell me, oh my gosh, you have such an incredible way with words, your energy, you're so strong, I love how you speak, you're so confident, I receive it. I truly receive it. And I say, thank you. And then I always try to say, you wouldn't be able to see what you see in me if you didn't have it within yourself. Because if you didn't have it within yourself, you wouldn't know it existed, right? So if you didn't know it existed, how would you be able to see it in other people? So the next time that you see, oh my God, she's so beautiful, even if it's envious, that's okay. Envy isn't terrible. It's just a reminder that there's something that you also want to do. But let's say someone has a business. Let's say you're a coach and I'm a coach and you're seeing everything that I'm doing and you're like, oh man, I wish I could be doing that, or I wish I could do that. Girl, because you have it in your mind, it is already part of your reality. You can also do it. It is also a part of you, and it is completely possible, and I know you can do it. So again, how are you connecting with your highest self? And notice that I'm also not saying the best self. Even if you feel like you're having a horrible season in life, even if you feel like you're not doing enough, even if you feel like you're lazy, or, oh my gosh, I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm not keeping my promises, blah, 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 I need you to know that you are still the best version of yourself today. You're always going to be the best version of yourself. When you grow and when you're shedding skin and you're reimagining your lifestyle, you're creating new mindset, creating new boundaries, you're creating new habits, you're not being better than what you were before. You're just in alignment and you're connecting with your highest self. But you're always the best. You're always divinely incredible and perfect. And I mean this by the part of your confidence, because as humans, of course we're imperfect, of course we're learning, of course we want to grow and evolve, but I'm talking about your spirit or your confidence or your wisdom. That part of you is always so whole, so complete, and so perfect. The next one is communication. This one's one of my favorites because your girl likes to talk a lot. But also, reminder, communication is just not verbal. This could also be how you express yourself physically, nonverbal, interpersonal, however it is, organizational, however it is that you communicate. But are you allowing vulnerability and authenticity to have a voice? Are you communicating your needs, your dreams, your abilities? Are you making sure that when you're around people, you are advocating for yourself? Are you also making sure that you're also bringing other women around you to come up with you? I will tell you that a lot of the opportunities that I have right now are because there were people in closed rooms talking about me. There are people in closed rooms and closed doors talking about you, and you want to do the same thing for them, but you also need to make sure that you do it for yourself. Here is where authenticity and vulnerability play a really big role in your growth and elevation and maturity, because you're allowing yourself to be seen, to be heard, and truly to be acknowledged as the incredible, powerful woman that you are. No one is going to know your needs. No one is going to advocate for you. No one is going to talk about you in closed doors if you're not communicating your needs, your dreams, or your abilities, okay? And the last one is, cue Rihanna's song, "Bitch Better Have My Money, Don't Act Like You Forgot, I Call the Shots, Like Blah Blah Blah," okay? We are all allowed to want money. There is nothing wrong with wanting abundance when it comes to our financial money. There is no wrong with that. You are not a show off. You are not arrogant. You are not ungrateful for what you have because you want more. Absolutely not, especially in our Latina community where we are told to be humble and be grateful. I'm gonna tell you real quick, the way my parents were humble and grateful served them. Yes, it served them. They came from a different country, and whatever little or lot they could get, they were unbelievably grateful for. We are now redefining what humble and grateful means for us. It does not have to be the same thing that our parents defined for themselves. It can be completely different. I am humble in many different ways, and I'm grateful in many different ways, and I still aspire to have abundance in money. I do. I absolutely do. I want to make sure that we can set our kids up for success, and that we can create stability, and that we can enjoy life in a different caliber. Because I can still be incredibly grateful for what I have now and still want more. Just like the last podcast episodes, I will still live in my means. I'm just growing my pot. I'm growing my means. So money is a natural byproduct. Here, it is going to be extremely important in this last pillar to recreate a positive and authentic money mindset. One that gives us permission to be abundant. One that gives us permission to aspire for more and not worry about what anybody else is saying about us. And having the audacity to know that we deserve to sit at tables where other people sit at. And if they don't make room for us, don't even trip. We will go to Costco. We will get one of the tables, the tables that bend, you know, the plastic tables, or we will build a wood table. We will make sure there is enough tables and rooms and chairs for all of us, okay? That's the difference between us, is that we know we deserve a piece of the pie, but if they don't want to give us any pie, girl, that's fine. We'll make flan. We will make flan. Those are the six pillars of the wealthy mujer. And my challenge for you all is to really connect with yourself and go through these pillars and see what you've been doing so great at. And then ask yourself, what more can I bring this month into my purpose pillar, into my relationship pillar, into my health pillar, into my spirit/confidence pillar, my communication pillar, and my money pillar? And if you would like to be part of the second round of the Wealthy Mujer group coaching program, I'm going to leave the link where you can have a 15-minute conversation with me and clarity around it. But I'll give you just a 411 on what this group coaching is. It is going to be life-changing. It is supporting you fully to embrace your wealth, your potential, and your power. You'll also be selecting a Wealthy Mujer project. So if there's something that you have been thinking about doing, but you have no direction, you have no clarity, that could be starting a business, that could be writing a book, that could be organizing my house, that could be whatever it is that you have in mind. I have, for my last cohort, I have clients that started businesses. I had clients that got their real estate license. I have clients that decided they wanted to focus on their home and reorganize their house. And it was a project. It was a project that they needed help and accountability to complete. So I'll give you a breakdown of what all the weeks we'll talk about. So we'll go through the Wealthy Mujer pillar. So week one will be welcome and project selection. You'll let us know what your project is going to be. And then week two, we'll focus on vision, values, and purpose. So if you're unsure on what those values and purpose is, you will know by week two. And then we tap in into week three, which is identity and wholeness, making sure that you know who you are right now and reminding yourself of how whole and complete you are. And then from there, we'll go week four, which is pillar two, relationships. The next week, week five, is pillar three, health. The next week, week six, is pillar four, confidence/spirit. And then week seven, we'll have pillar five, which is communication. Week eight, pillar six, we'll talk about money. And then week nine, we'll do project presentations and celebrations. The really cool thing about this group coaching program is that we don't just meet these 9 weeks for group coaching. We actually include a week 10 and week 11. And those are two 60-minute one-to-one sessions with me, so that after you've completed your project and you've completed the group coaching program, you're like, well, what's next? What do I do? And that's where I come in and I support you. So this starts February 20th. I am so unbelievably excited. If you are just getting started in this coaching world, this is the perfect way to get your feet wet. If you want to make new friends, if you want to be with like-minded, powerful women, building relationships and building friendships, this is it. So I would love to have you there. I would love for you to be a part of the Wealthy Mujer community, and just know that I am incredibly proud of you. I'm honoring you. I see you. You are the most beautiful human. You are not alone. And I love to say this at the end, we're all humans on this earth living a collective experience. and we can get to our vision. We can make our dreams a reality, but we have to start with action. We have to start with at least doing one thing that we know gets us closer to that clarity, to that vision, to that life you've always dreamed of. I'm sending you so much love, so much light, and so much safety. So you know, no matter what, someone is always holding you. And I'm honored that I can do that for you. I hope you have the most beautiful day. I'm your coach, Marisol Isaula. Interested in working with Marisol Isaula? The Wealthy Mujer Group Coaching Program is open for enrollment. Click the link below to schedule a complimentary call to discuss. You are worthy infinitely to invest in yourself energetically, financially, and emotionally. Marisol helps women find clarity on next steps to regain your power, build a roadmap to your success, and live a wealthy and abundant life.